Bernie Taupin is joining us in the studio. Bernie has been working with Elton John for 50 years
now.
You
can just say ever. Forever.
Forever. And the way this works is Bernie writes the lyrics and Elton does the music. And by the way, side note, I thought Elton's, when he did the acting in, what's the movie where he's kidnapped?
That was just recently. Kingsman.
Yes.
Yes.
What a great sense of humor.
The surprise breakout in that movie.
You know what? I haven't seen it.
Oh, my God.
Really? It's really good.
Oh, it's really good. He makes fun of himself. You know, he's like, it's really good.
Oh, good. Well, I'll make it my next plane movie.
You should.
You know you can watch it because he makes fun of himself.
Oh, that's good.
I'm Elton John. Hey, I wanted to ask you about the Candle in the Wind remake, and when you rewrote the lyrics after Princess Diana in that tribute, that is a song that I feel like it's almost I hate to say this in front of you, but I think it's better than the original. I think the remake is even better.
You know, it's on par.
The rewrite.
I know exactly what you're talking about because they're both so special in their own way.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because the remake was just him and piano, where the original was full band. And that was a situation where, I mean, I hadn't thought about it. He literally called me up and said, could we, because he was supposed to do something at the funeral. And the original idea was to write something new. And I can't remember if it was my idea, but when the Candle in the Wind idea came up, he said, well, would you consider sort of rewriting the lyric and direct it sort of?
Which is kind of risky to take a hit that's that big.
And yeah, I mean, it wasn't something that I was kind of ready to do. I mean, it was something I really did as a favor to him, and obviously it paid off in spades.
It's the biggest selling single of all time.
It is, and it made a tremendous amount of money for charity. Yeah,
It
beat out Bing Crosby's White Christmas as the biggest selling single.
And after that, nothing comes close.
And there's a park right across the street from Buckingham Palace, and in the park there's a tribute, and it's the England's Rose tribute. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's all from that song.
Wow. I did not know it was that huge.
Oh, absolutely.
Bing Crosby, White Christmas?
It's Candle in the Wind and then White Christmas. And then after that, the number three selling song is like half of what?
Thriller?
Thriller's a big album, but it's not.
Blue Moves is one of my favorite albums.
Oh, really?
It's one that people don't really know as much. Yeah. But the song on there, like the biggest heartbreaker ever. Sorry seems to be the hardest word. Mm-hmm. Am I saying the title right?
Sorry seems to be the hardest word.
That song was like, when you put it on, it'll rip your heart out. The words are so great.
Yeah, the interesting thing about that song, that was one of the only songs that we've ever written where he actually came up with a melody first. And he played it to me, and I, for some reason, just came up with the title. So that has a special place as being the one song that's just really off of the beaten track of how we normally do things.
And the oddest thing is I heard it in a cat food commercial a while back, like a couple of years ago. And it was like,
I'm not kidding.
It's like the biggest breakup song, and then like you've got this cat food commercial. I'm like, what's going on here?
Actually,
that is when you know.
I've heard our songs in some weird places, but I'm not sure I ever remember hearing a cat food commercial. I don't know how it fits in.